I'm never too busy to look at the flowers and see how glorious they look. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I go over to visit Ellen in the embassy, and as I walk into her yard, as I walk into the property that she has fenced in to keep her cats and her dogs and her animals, whoever they may be, changing in their nature, and everywhere I look, flowers are blooming, roses, wildflowers that she's brought in from everywhere. And everywhere I look, I see the flowers have a chair nearby, and the chair has been sat on. And the chairs are all over the yard, maybe three or four of them. And I stop and think, what are the chairs for? Well, Ellen comes out of the embassy, and she goes to sit in one of the chairs, and she goes to meditate on the flowers. And she looks at the beautiful flowers and says, wow, you guys are just great. You guys sparkle my heart. You guys give me a lift. And another day she looks at flowers in another part of her yard. And she looks at them in meditation. The flowers take her into the introspective self that she is. And as she takes these few moments, whatever amount it may be, and she looks at the flowers, it sort of enlivens her heart. It causes her to wake up and say, I like me. This is a wonderful world I live in. I am surrounded by glorious people. I am so happy. And the more she says that, the more she is that, the more wonderful she feels. And she feels wonderful because she feels that her garden is her spot of joy. Her spot of joy that makes her feel alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. And I thought, well, if it makes her feel that way, I'm going to try it too. So I go over to Ellen's garden, and I sit in one of the chairs before I go in and visit with her. And as I sit in the chair, I feel the vibrations of unconditional love that she has as she sits there. I feel the vibrations of love that permeate all the lands around me, all the experiences. And I see her cats come walking out and looking around the yard, seeing who this is sitting on their mother's bench. Yes. And another day I come as I visit her, and I sit on a different bench. Before I go and visit her, and I look at the flowers she has to in her panoramic, joyful view around her, and I think, what a beautiful setting she has created for herself, where she can sit for a moment and just be at absolute peace, where she can just let go and let the divine in her reveal itself in all its glorious ways. And as I sit on her benches, as I feel her vibrations, as I feel the glory of her creation, I feel so wonderful. I feel so blessed, so honored. So honored to be in her world, enjoying the flowers that she has brought forth for her enjoyment. We can all do that as we visit our friends and visit our neighbors and visit ourselves even. I have a lovely garden around the Hermitage, and as I walk around the Hermitage grounds, checking on picking up doggy doo for Brex, I see all sorts of wonderful things there. I see my wonderful bench, my wonderful chair, and a little table that I use for meditation underneath the bushes there, underneath the trees, and it's a glorious vision, a glorious place, and I sit there. And I look around and I say, I see a clear spot. I see where the leaves have been raked away. I see where it's all clear of any weeds, of anything. It's just natural. It's just the mountaintop dirt. And it's beautiful to see. And as I walk around another part, there's another bench. And I sit on it, and I say, hey, I'm going to bless my property. I'm going to say, my property is filled with my pure white light of love, and all is beautiful and all is good. And as I bless the property, I feel so good inside of myself. I feel just sort of wiggly, squiggly good, and it's a good feeling. And as I walk around further on the large plot of land that I have around the Hermitage, fenced in so when I know where Rex is, when I want to know, and I know where the genie is, my cat, when I want to know. It's a lovely thing. But I leave the gate open most of the time, so Rex can come in and out as he wishes. And he walks around and inspects the yards around us, the 105 acres around us. And he says, this is all in divine order. All is good. All is beautiful. And I go over to the citadel, and there's a beautiful bench underneath a willow-type tree. And in front of it is a lovely pond in which dozens and dozens of goldfish are spawning over and over again, filling the pond with their magic and their goodness. And I look around me and I think, what a glorious sight, what a beautiful place. And then I go over to the Shangri-La. And the Shangri-La is quite lovely too. And I sit on the bench next to the Shangri-La, overlooking its pond. And there, the pond has water that dribbles over the edge of the pond, making the area around the pond all filled with growth that's so glorious to see. And as I walk around the University of Healing property here, the monastery property, I see other benches where I sit, and I see benches that different students have put up from time to time, like Gregor Mueller put up a beautiful spot for an I Like Me Center. And I love to stop there and just meditate and feel the vibrations of Greg and feel the vibrations of these beautiful people who have come to campus and lent their genius, their love. And Gertrude Suter made her path and her bench, and she calls it the Path of Peace. And it's a beautiful bench. And Anita made a bench all of her own keeping along my pathway. And there she put a little pixie man standing there, overseeing the bench and overseeing the beautiful plants that are growing abundantly all around the bench. Beautiful cactus-type flowers, just glorious to see. Yes. And as I go to the monastery itself, benches in the front and the back of it, and looking out over the beautiful lawn that is there and over the beautiful garden that is there. And then off over the valley of the Paradise Valley, where dozens of Christmas trees have been planted over the years. Every Christmas we plant another Christmas tree down there. And it's a beautiful pine forest of Christmas trees. And there's a couple of benches there you can sit, and you can sit in that shaded, beautiful area. It's a time for meditation, a time for glorious thinking, a time for glorious sharing. And I say, how wonderful this is. And I think of the Indians who lived here at one time, and I think how they must truly have enjoyed the magic of this area. So peaceful, so gentle, so loving, so wonderful. And here it is now where I am. Here it is where I can sit. I can go up to the swimming pool, and it's being kept all so beautiful now as Gabriella is enjoying cleaning it and making it perfect every day. And she and Rosalie love to go for a swim in the pool, even though it's April and it's still a little bit cool outside, but they love it. Being Swiss girls, they're used to that cooler weather, and they love it. And they go around cleaning up the hillsides and cleaning up the, making everything glorious and beautiful, taking away what we call weeds and leaving there what we call beautiful flowers. But this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, and this is what I do. I enjoy my world. I enjoy my meditations. I enjoy the time I spend thinking, listening within, and dwelling in that inner happiness that I always am. It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful time. And I just love the meditations of the Hermitage, the meditations of the monastery, the meditations of Shangri-La, the meditations of the embassy, the meditations of the oasis, the meditations of all of our centers where we have people in the retreats that they can enjoy. What a glorious place. What a glorious creation. And how blessed I am to be part of it. Come join us here at the monastery and walk the grounds and see how beautiful everything is. Available to students all over the world who come here often to visit, to meditate, to pray, to grow spiritually, to illumine their inner heart as the outer world is so bright and beautiful before them. Know that you too, all of you, whoever hear my voice, you're in my blessings, my love, and my deep appreciation for all of the beautiful thoughts you think with me about the University of Healing campus here. It's wonderful. Have a good day. I know I'm thinking about you. Yes, I am. And I love you. Unconditionally, I love you. And so it is.